say that. Okay, have a list. Last week we learned the very, very Yesaidistic piece from Ma'arinai. It's important to be grounded in the early swarm of the Talmud of Hashem to understand that all of Chassidus is an outgrowth of this Yesaid that we're learning. The Esa Kaychas and Nefesh, the Esa Spheres. A radical reinterpretation of what life means, how every simple thing, every emotion, every thought, every gesture, every movement on our part in this world, which is the lowest of all worlds, is a reflection and a revelation of the highest spheres, of the spheres Elyonis. This is the side of all Teres HaBosheh. This is Teres HaShul Mashiach. So there are many, many pieces in the early Svarim. I wanted to do the Ma'arinayim that we did last week. Let's just take, it'll be very quick, to learn Nedagel. You should have that in front of you, Nedagel Nach Nefraim, Pashas Bolog. There are two pages. You have the Degel, and you also have from the Tikkuni Zayah Kodesh, right? You have the Degel and the Tikkuni Zayah. Look in the Degel Nach Nefraim, on the right side, on the bottom, where it says, V'yesh oid bezeredach pnim. Have to learn the Makaris inside. V'yesh oid bezeredach pnimi al derech hanal. Now, you know the Degel is the grandson of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And we have in the Degel Mach Nefraim some of the most basic teachings of the Baal Shem and derech HaChsidus. V'yesh oid bezeredach pnimi al derech hanal al derech shoma adoni avi zekeini. From the Baal Shem Tov, Al Pasuk, it's a famous teaching from the Baal Shem. Ashvi Odom lo yachshoyv Hashem lo yovayn. Now the simple pshat in the Pasuk is, fortunate is the person who Hashem does not consider to be, that this person is not considered in Hashem's eyes to be sinning. It's not considered to be a sinner. Peyush, but the Baal Shem Tov learned that the deeper meaning of the Pasuk is, Odom hu madrega gedola. Ashrei Odom. Odom is a very high madrega. There are different words for a human being. Odom is very high. Atem kriyam Odom. Odom is the highest and the most honorable title that a human being can have. There's Ish, there's Enosh, and so on. Odom. So Baal Shem taught, Perish Odom hu madrega gedola mekayim shevisa Hashem lenegdi yisamen. Ashrei Odom is talking about a person who is fortunate to have reached this level of Adam. Adam means a Jew who lives every second of his life in that place of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that he lives every second with the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being aware of Hashem Baruch's presence. Ukshelefomim nifne machshavta rege echad men Hashem Baruch. And this person, since he is a human being, so when there's a moment when his mind, for a moment, there's a lapse, and for that moment he's not thinking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, azay lo'ovon yachshav lai, lo'ovon yachshav lai, the person feels, this is mamish and aveir. Asher ponam achshav toy miyiras Hashem, because for a moment he wasn't focused on yiras Hashem. Perish Rashi, Al Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Yisomid. Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Yisomid. Shemosai Moroi Lenegit Panai. Samti Moroi Lenegit Panai. That the fear of Hashem is always mamish in front of me. So according to the Baal Shem Tov, the deeper meaning of the pasuk is like this. Ashrei Adam. Fortunate is the person who has reached the Madrega of Adam. That his dveikus to Hashem is such, Ashri Adam, that lo yachshav Hashem, that if for a moment he doesn't think about God, lo yovam. It's a terrible sin. For this person to lapse for a moment, Ashri Adam, such a person, lo yachshav Hashem, that when he doesn't think about Hashem, lo yovam. On his madrega, it's considered to be an aveira. V'kasher mavu bereish Shulchan Aruch Aruchaim shivis Hashem Nagdis. It's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Shivis Hashem Nagdis Amid Zeu Klal Gadol B'Torah. This, of course, is the great principle of Torah. The Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Ramah, brings to the Marin Nevuchim. Mikol Shekein Shekadosh Baruch Hu, that's the tzaddikim, aholchem lefnei Hashem, mishalchem lefnei Hashem, that the tzaddikim are constantly, everything they do is in Hashem's presence. Is it with that awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mikol Shekein Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Mloich Al-Aretz Kevayda, Oymer Alav Hiroyo Yisoy, Miyad Yegi Alav Hayira, V'achno. That's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. That since Shivisi, since the person is thinking all the time about Hashem, Mela, he becomes sensitive to every single thing that he's doing, that he's thinking, that he's saying, and so on. Miyad Yegil of Hayu, when a person thinks about this, Miyad Yegil of Hayir of Achna, he's immediately filled with the fear of God and Achna before Hashem, Ayin Sham, at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Vagdezeh Biarti HaPosik. And with this, the devil says, I explained the pasuk in the parasha, in this parasha. V'Yitzchak ba miboy be'er lachai roi. And Yitzchak was coming from be'er lachai roi, from the be'er of the one who is alive and sees me and watches me. Be'er lachai roi. It's a mysterious place. And Yitzchak was coming from the place of Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Peirush, Sadegel says, Yitzchak hu b'chines Yira. We know that Yitzchak Avinu means Yira. Yitzchak is Yira, fear of Hashem. That's Yitzchak. Yitzchak hu b'chines Yira. Where does Yitzchak come from? Where does Yira come from? Ba mi Be'er. It comes from the well. It comes from that well that's in the mind of a human being who every single moment of his life is thinking, Lachai Ro'i, that God is alive and he's watching me. That's where does Yitzchak come from? The Yitzchak, where does he come from? The Yitzchak Ba, where does Yiras Hashem come from? How does a person acquire Yiras Hashem? The Yitzchak ba, Yitzchak, which is Yiras Hashem, ba, it comes from where? Mi boy, be'er lachai ro'i. Peirush Yitzchak hu b'chines Yira, ba mi be'er, it comes from that be'er, in the mind and in the heart of a human being. Hayni ma'is neviyu, that flowing wellspring, sh'neveya tamid b'machshavto, like a well that's constantly flowing. With what thought? Ma'is neviyu shneveh tom lemachshavtoi lachai ro'i. Hainu, shechai olamim roya oisai, that the one who is alive and is forever is looking at me. U'mashgiach b'maisev kana. It wasn't kedai to come just for such a thing to hear, such a thing from the Degamach and the Ephraim, such a Torah. The Yitzchak boi mi boi be'er lachai ro'i. That's where Yitzchak comes from. That's where Yiras Shamayim comes from. It comes from a life where a person, every single moment, is be'er, the well is flowing, is rising, the water is within him, of what? L'chai ro'i. That there is a God who is chai olamim, who is alive forever, ro'i, and he is watching me, he's looking at me. Shevi says on the Agdi Samit. V'nei Yira hu oisiyas ri'iya. Therefore Yira, fear of Hashem, is the same letters as ri'iyah, as seeing. Because Yitzchak comes from that awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach alav tamid, that Hashem Yisbach is everywhere and there and watching and every second. Hayinu kishiroye gedulois habore baruch hu. When a person sees before his eyes the greatness of Hashem, Mizeyagi elav yira, like the Rambam says, Mizeyagi elav hayira. This brings a person tremendous feeling of yira, vahabusha, and embarrassment and shame. Ibn Hashem is bar. That awareness that Hashem is bar is here, and when the person sees gedulos habore baruch hu mizeyagi elav hayira vahabusha ibn Hashem is bar. Now the Degel says v'yeshtei b'chinas istaklus. Now here's where we come into our sugya. V'yesh shtei b'chinas estaklus. There are two ways of looking. There are two ways of seeing. Shehem ha'oris liyos Hashem. There are two ways to draw Yitzchak into our lives. There are two ways to bring Yitzchak Avinu into our lives. Echad, the first. Now here he's going to talk about the Madrega of big people. Big people. Kishiroya besichlai ramim musabari baruchu. When in his mind, the person sees the greatness, the exaltedness of the Creator. Mi'olam hashofel ulamala. From this world, he sees in this world, ulamala, and beyond this world. This is a great person who's thinking about the Hashgachas Hashem in this world and by the Malachim and all the olamas he thinks about. K'mamorim Zal, ha'rekia mahalach, tov kuf shano ben rekia rekia. Chazal say the rekia is a mahalach itself is 500 years, and between one rekia and the next rekia, so this person is thinking about the Ein Sofius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the Malachim and the Olamas, Umei Olam Vad Olam, this is a big person. Ad Kasuli Achayis Keneged Kulam, all the way to the Malachim, the Chayis, the Kulam, and this great person in his mind is always thinking that Kulam Leinivu El Lechvoidai Baruch Hu, that all that exists from the lowest creature in the world, in this world, to the highest Malach, everything is what? Is only Lechvoidai Baruch Hu. L'chvaydei baruch hu, it's only the covet Hashem. V'kulan zeim d'cholim l'fanev, and all that exists is mamish trembling in his presence. U'mizei yegiyah elav yiras ha'raymimus shel ein soif yisbarach. And the great person from this is inspired to a tremendous feeling of yira. Yiras ha'raymimus shel ein soif yisbarach, the infinite one. So for the great person, Yitzchak comes into his life in this way. Yitzchak is drawn into his life, the Be'er Lachai Ro'i is drawn into his life in this way. So, Adkan, this way of thinking, this level of Yiras Shamayim, of Yiras Haremus, this was the Madrega that the Svarim spoke about before the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Now you understand that you and I would have lived at that time before, in those days, before the Baal Shem. So we would have learned this, and then we would have just crossed it off anything we would ever be able to. Just like right now, when we're learning this, you're thinking, well, that's not for me. Sounds really nice, it's not for me. Right? You were thinking it? Okay. It's not for me. And that's how the world lived before the Baal Shem Tov. There were tzaddikim, great, great tzaddikim, who lived in that place of Yitzchak Avinu, and Yira, and Yiras HaRemimus, and Malach and the Svar from the Chayis, and the Ifani HaKadosh, and Chulu V'Chulu, all the way down to the lowest thing in this world, and Yiras HaRemimus, and so on. And then there was the other extreme, where the Hamoinam, what they were taught was, listen, this stuff's not for you. The only thing that's for you is called Yiras what? Ha'Einish. Yiras Ha'Einish means you better behave, you're going to get it. You get it in this world, if you're lucky, you get finished with it in this world. But if you didn't get patched badly enough in this world, then you have a lot to look forward to, because there's going to be the completion of the beating in the next world. And that was the yira that the Hamoin Am lived with, Yiras Einish. Because this Madrega of Yiras Haremus that the Degel is talking about, which is the Madrega of the Tzaddikim, this is something that was beyond. That was simply beyond the regular person. They weren't in this. They weren't in such a place. They were busy taking care of their cows and their goats and whatever. They weren't in such a place, and they're still not in such a place. Now here's where the Baal Shem HaKadosh was given permission to reveal Pnimis Shebe Pnimis, and this is what we're talking about. This is the sugi that we're learning this year. V'yesh oid bechinas histaklus. There's another way of bringing Yitzchak Avinu into your life. There's another way of looking, of seeing. V'yesh oid bechinas histaklus, k'shiroya kol hanevroim ba'olam hashofel, The person looks at this world, he doesn't know anything about angels. The person looks at this world, but at everything in life. Kshiroya kol and nevroim ba'il mashofel, me'achbar, from a mouse, a rat, va'ad ari, to a lion. Again, this is the hasagas of a person, a simple person, doesn't know from alochem. These are the things that he sees in his life. Vad odom, and to look at the image and at the life of every human being that he meets. Vad odom kulam yireyim zemize. Kulam yireyim zemize. They're all afraid of each other. Look what the Degel says. They're all afraid of each other. The mouse is afraid of the person. The person is afraid of the mouse. The mouse comes running across the kitchen. All the women and the girls start screaming and howling and jumping on the counters and the tables. And the mouse has a pocket. He runs back into the hall. He's afraid of they're afraid of him. He's afraid of them. The whole world is yireyim zemizeh. It's filled with fear. Everybody is afraid of everybody else. From the little, tiniest little creatures to the biggest animals, apachet, gvur, yira, apachet. Where does this yira come from? Mitzad hispashtus yira me'ela lasata. It comes from the hispashtus, from the flow of yira, from the highest makar of the sphira ha'elyayna, of the sphira that's called gvura. Yira. It's a hispashtus. The mouse is afraid of the cat. And the cat is afraid of the person. Chad gadya, the whole chad gadya of everything in this world, of everything in the universe, where there's a yira, one from the other, and everything is in a pachad in a yira. It's a hispashtus of yira, of yira sasha. It comes from that sphere that's called yira. It comes from the deepest part of who you are that's called the mida, the sphere of gavur. Kimalchusoi b'kol mashallah. Malchusa b'kol mashallah, not just with the angels. Malchusa b'kol mashallah. Everything's elokus. Everything is chesed gevurah tiferes netzach hayad yisrael d'ma. Everything. Meaning that a Jew, a simple person, is able to understand and to believe that when he's afraid of his shadow, or he's afraid of the anti-Semite down the block, or he's afraid of what's going to happen to him because it's because of the parnos or whatever it is, he's able to believe, he's able to understand that little yira that's inside of him, that feeling of fear that he has, is be'emes kodesh kadosh, like we spoke about last week, and the love that he has, because the same way the yireyim said the whole world is afraid one from the other, also the whole world is filled with ahava one for the other. And that ahava, even down to a little ahava that the person loves to have, his best friend spend a couple of minutes with him. That ahava is a hispashtus of the ahava el yoyna of the sphere of chesed. And therefore, in the ahava, in the simple love that this Jew has for another Jew, or that he has for his supper, there's the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Mida El Yoyna of Chesed itself. So the Degel says, Kulam Yireim Zer Mizer Mitzad Hispashtus Yir Me'il Asad Gimachus B'Kol Mashal Kasher Posach Adonis Zekeini the Baal Shem Tov Einei Ivrim. You see what he says? That my grandfather, the Baal Shem, opened up the eyes of the blind. Posach Adoni Ovi Zekeini Einei Ivrim. He opened the eyes up of the world. The world was blind. And he opened up the eyes of the world. Ha'eich Yira V'Yahava Mispashtim Me'ein Soif. How Yira and Ahava are Mispashtim Me'ein Soif Mamish, from the Infinite One Himself. Ad Ein Tachlis. All the way into the little ahava and the little yira that you're feeling right now because of something in this world. Umizeh gam ken yegiel a yiras ayroimimus. And from this, v'yitzchak bo mi boy be'er lachai ro'i. From this, even a simple Jew can come to the madrega of yiras Hashem, of yiras ayroimimus, not just fear of punishment. Yiras ayroimimus. Umizeh gam ken yegiel a yiras ayroimimus yira pnimis. Not a ha'ainish, of course, a person always has to have yiras. But he could come to a madrega of yira pnimis, mamish, yira pnimis. So now, the Degel, just the way he says this now in the psukim here in Balak is amazing. The Degel says, v'hinei, b'chinas yira harishayna, the first madrega of yira, which is the yira of the big tzaddikim, ashri adam le'achshav Hashem le'ovayn, big tzaddikim who live in such a place of shivis Hashem like the summit, that the mamish are looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thinking about God all the time, and that's where they take their yira from. That first madrega, b'chinas yira harishayna nikra v'iya mimata lamala, from below, and they soar to the higher world. These tzaddikim, they reach from below to above. The habeis, the second madrega of regular people, of simple people, is nikra what? It's nikra habota milamala lamata. What they're thinking about is, wow, this little thing here lamata, this little yira, this little ahava, this little thing in my life, it comes from someplace far away. Ooh, it comes from a high place. It's mimala lamata. Comes from a high place. Comes from all the way up there. It comes from the Ein Sof, the Infinite One Himself. Ubechinis yira habeis hashenis yuchel estaka by kol adam be'enev hagashmiyim. Now the first level of yira, that's a big madrega for tzaddikim. But the second, which is the ikke chiddush of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, that he opened their eyes to see. Ubechinis yira hashenis yuchel estaka by kol adam be'enev hagashmiyim. Every person can come to this yira, can invite Yitzchak Avinu into his life in this way. Be'enav Gashmim, with his Gashmistike Fleshige Eugen, with his Fleshige eyes. Even in such a way. Ubiyira Harishoina, however, the first Madrega of Yira, she was Taklis Be'enav Seichel, that's already a Madrega. Be'enav Seichel, the Tzadikim, that they live in such a place. Lav Kol Adam Zeichel Azeh. Not everybody is zoche to that. That madrega, not everybody is zoche to that madrega. Lav kol adam zoche leze. Elamisha chofetz Hashem biyoda yatzliach lilmoid lahovin lahasig binyanim nelam in the storm. Only great people who are on a madrega of being able to understand all kinds of deep and hidden things. That's the first madrega of Yira. And these two madregas of Yira are hinted to in the Pasuk. It says in Pasuk, Lehibit Oven Biyakov, V'leira Omal Biyisrael, that Hashem does not look at the iniquities of Yaakov. V'leira Omal Biyisrael, he doesn't look at the shortcomings, the faults of Yisrael. So Mepharshim all talking, this is Bilam says, was Lehibit Oven Biyakov, V'leira Omal Biyisrael, Yaakov Yisrael. So the Degel says like this. Zeh Yerushalem HaRemez Lehibit Oven B'Yakov Perush Hine Ru'u Ma'godol Koichem SheYisrael. The Torah is telling us, Bilam is saying, look at the greatness, look at the Koich of Am Yisrael. Ki Yesh Behem Shtei Bechines. Jews have two ways. There are two ways that Jews look. There are two ways that Jews see everything. The first is called Lehibit. Shehu Yira Hashenis. Lehibit Oven B'Yakov. Going back to the way that he explained from the Baal Shem at the beginning, that this way of the simple Jew is Lehibit. That a simple Jew with his eyes, Lehibit, if he realizes that he's not paying attention, if he's not remembering, that even the love that he feels comes from the Infinite One, and the fear that he's feeling is all alokos. This person, if he's in a state of lehibit, shuyir hashenis, oven yachshiv loy, he feels that this is like a sin. He feels bad. If he's fallen into such a state of lehibit, even a simple Jew, lehibit, that he's not paying attention. He's not remembering that everything comes from God. Everything is ain't from the Ein Sof. Every midah, every koyach, everything that I have in my life. This person already, when he's falling from this state of lahibit, it's lahibin, he feels oven be Yaakov. Why Yaakov? Oven Yaakov loy loisim shem b'chinas Yaakov. Because you remember the two madregas, Yaakov is the lower level, it means the heel, and Yisrael is the higher madrega of Jews, the tzaddikim. Yisrael is the letters li roish, it's the big tzaddikim. Yaakov means the regular Jews, the Akiv, and Yisrael means the great tzaddikim. So lahibit oven be Yaakov. Loisim shem b'chinas Yaakov. Heim hamoinei am. It means the Hamayin Am, the regular people, regular Jews. And then there's another kind of a Jew, the Tzaddik. V'loi Ra'a, Hayna B'chinas Yira HaRishayna. V'loi Ra'a means the big people that they're able to see, Milamata Lamala, they're able to see the higher things that are going on in the universe and the greatness of Hashem. V'loi Ra'a B'chinas Yira HaRishayna, K'sh'loi Ra'a Amal Hu B'oysam Shehem B'chinas Yisrael. That's considered to be a terrible shortcoming in those tzaddikim who are referred to as Yisrael. So put it all together. Loi hibit, a simple Jew who's not looking and not remembering where everything comes from, that's oven, that's considered by, it, that he feels that that's an oven, that's an aveira. B'yakov, that's a simple Jew. Loi ra, that higher level of yira, is omal by who? By Yisrael, by the Jews who are tzaddikim. And each of these Jews, the simple Jew and the tzaddik, when they're not paying attention, when they're in a state of lohibit and lohira, it's not good. And how are Jews zoichev to these madregas? For Shakosov Hashem Lokov Imoi, it means living a life of Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Somit. Hashem Lokov Imai. Every Jew can live this way. Not just Tzaddikim. Every single Jew can live a life of Hashem Elokov Imai. That's why it's the very first Sif in Shulchan Aruch. The Tzaddikim say it would be so embarrassing to come to, after 120 to the Eichel Mamas, and not even that the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch he didn't keep. Mainly if you got stuck someplace, Nachas Mukta says one thing. But the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch is Shivis Hashem like the Asamin. It's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. She came out to Kosh Baruch, who sits there with the Shulchan Aruch, he says, okay, let's see how you did. And he opens up to the first page, and it says, Shivis, and he says, maybe you could skip to like something by Hilchos Tisha B'Av. I didn't stamp on my t-shirts or something before Tisha B'Av. No. So the first sif is Shavis Hashem Negdi Samit. Shavis Hashem Negdi Samit. It's the very beginning. So Baal Shem HaKadosh came to give chiyus, to give chizik to every single one of us. Mamish, to give chiyus. Tikva Toivel Adar Shachar. Pischoin Pela Miachlim Loch. Pischoin Pela Miachlim Loch. Hashem Lokov Imai, Usuas Melech Bai, Perish Makayim Shivis Hashem the Negdi Samit, Vumisad Kolsha Ken Mibos of Adam, Ilo Hay Omed Verai Bemaisav. If a person thinks that if somebody who I respect would be standing here and watching me every minute, Mikolsha Ken, then Mikolsha Ken Hamelech HaGorla Kadosh Baruch Hashem Lokha Lavis Kavaida Omed Verai Bemaisav, that's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Kamashi Yisab Shulchan Aruch. Zeh Usuas Melech, Hainu, the word Trua means attachment, it means connection. Suas Melech, Hainu Chibur Melech Malchi Hamlochim Bo. That even the simplest Jew is Hashem Lokov Imo, Usuas Melech Bo. And that the infinite God is Bo, is in him, in every single thing in his life. By Deze Megim Liyiras Hiramimus, so that every single Jew can come to a Madrega of what? Of Yiras Hiramimus, V'yitzchak Bo Mi Boy Be'er Lachai Roi. V'yitzchak Bo. That even the simplest Jew can draw Yitzchak into his life. From where? Mi be'er, from that well inside that is flowing with the waters of the thoughts and the feelings of Lachai Ro'i. There's a God who's alive, and he sees me, and I see him. Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Who the one, the God who is alive, that I see, who sees me, and I see him. Now we're ready to enter into the Midas Yoinis themselves, and it's a long Hakdama. We're not finished with Hakdama, don't worry. It's a long Hakdama. It would be a very big avla if we would enter into the Midas, into Keser, Chochma, Bina, Das, and so on, without at least a little bit of a taste of Pasach Eliyahu, of the Tikkun Ezer Pasach Eliyahu. In the Hakdama of the Tikkun Ezer, we're only going to learn a tiny piece of it, with the Musik Midvash, with the commentary of Rabbi Daniel Frisch and Levracha, in Musik Midvash. This brings together all that we've learned until now. And all that we've learned until now is to try to just help us become comfortable with what we're going to read now in the Lashon of Pasach Eliyahu, of Eliyahu Navi, that's brought in the Tikkun Ezor, in the introduction to the Tikkun Ezor. I'm not beginning from the beginning of Pasach Eliyahu. Those who daven Nusach Ari, I think you say Pasach Eliyahu by Kabbalah Shabbos. every Friday, Pasach Eliyahu. The Tikkun Ezor. But we'll start from here, because this really focuses on what we've been talking about until now. Eliyahu Navi is introducing us to the Sviras HaElyonos. Va'ant, so let's just look down just in the Musik Midvash. We'll read it directly in the Musik Midvash. We'll read the Lashon of the Zohar, and then we'll read the explanation. Va'ant ishtemoida adoin al koilo. These are very famous words. Va'ant ishtemoida adoin al koilo. What does that mean? Va'ata noida venikar. Hashem, you are known and recognized. Al yidei hanivroim. You are known and recognized by all that exists. Shata adoin al hakol. Because you are Adon al hakol. You're the master of everything. Adon al hakol. V'chol sefiron kolchad islay shem yediyah. V'chol, that means v'chol achas mihas spheres, every one of the spheres, yesh lahem shem yaduah mishemes hakadosha. Every sphere is known by one of the names of the shemes hakadosha. V'ashem hazehu magbilas hasfira, and that name of the shemes hakadosh is that which is magbil the sphere, that defines that particular sphere. It delineates and defines that sphere. B'mitzias ruchniusa, in the mitzias of his ruchnius, v'ashem v'hasfira atzma hakol davar echad, and the name, the shame, depending upon the vowelization of the UK Vavkin, the different shemes, those who learn Shari Eira are familiar with this. I'm not going to go into that right now. Remember, it's not, we're not learning Kabbalah. V'gam hasvira tikori al shem pu'ulosa. And the sphere is known, each sphere is known by its name of the shemes of Kodesh, and by how it functions, by the pu'ula of that sphere. K'may chesed u'gvur, for instance, chesed and gvur. V'ein zed doim elezeh, v'ein zed doim elezeh. And they're different, one from the other. They function differently. They're different names and they function differently. Uvahoin, Elionavi says, Uvahoin is kri'iyu malachaya. Uvahoin is kri'iyu malachaya. Ube'elu ha-shemes shel ha-sphirs nekroim ha-malachim. And with these names of the spheres, the malachim are known. Ha-mamunum al-pulais ha-sphirs. The malachim are assigned to carry out and draw down to this world the functions of the spheres, the activities, the pu'ulos of the spheres. Ki kfi shlichusam nikra shmam. The malachim, each malach is named according to its shlichus, according to its assigned role, its job. Im nishtaleach lif ol chesed. If the malach is sent to carry out an act of chesed, then nikra chasdiel. Then it has one of the names of that gender of a malach, chasdiel, chesed kel, chasdiel. Vim lifal gvur, nikra gavriel. V'chadoim, and so on. V'ant, Elyonovi continues, V'ant leisloch shem yediyah. V'ant leisloch shem yediyah. Aval ata, you Hashem, Hashem yourself, aval ata ein locha shem yedua. There is no name. The ein locha shem yedua. The essence of Hashem. Ein locha shem yedua. V'ant leisloch shem yediyah. Ki es ha'ein soif baruch hu, ein shayach l'chanoi soif, b'shum shem, afilo b'shem havai. Because the Infinite One Himself, God Himself, cannot be called by any name, even the Shem Havai baruch hu. You remember we spoke a little bit about how the Neshama itself one can't know. Reishit lo yisyad. It's unknowable. Reishit lo yisyad. Hashem is unknowable. And we can't chas v'sholom call Hashem by any of the spheres. We borrow these terms, but bal chesed, that's for a human being, is a bal chesed. But you can't say that Hashem is the bal chesed, is the gibur. And we know that in the Gemara and Chazal there were issues, of course, and the Rambam wrote more in the Vuchim, and the Rishonim dealt with this a lot about the names by which Hashem is known. That it's not Chalila, we're not talking about God Himself. Ke'eno bal ta'arim u bal shinui. Hashem cannot be and cannot have a title, a name, and he's not a bal shinui. You say this guy is a bal chesed, it means that he's not a bal gvur, or that sometimes he's like this, sometimes he's not like that, which is what the Rishonim were all talking about with the names that Hashem is known by. So Hashem is eno bal ta'arim u bal shinui. Hashem doesn't change. Hashem doesn't have a chesed moment and a gvura moment and a tferis moment. It's not, Hashem is unknowable. He's not, doesn't change. Ve'in liyaches elov apulois rak la'ideh hasfiris. Therefore, when we speak about what Hashem does in this world, it's only, we only use the spheres to describe how that infinite will of Hashem is manifested in our lives, in this world, in creation, through the malachim, through the spheres. Da'antu mimale kol shmohan. Elyonovi says, Da'antu mimale kol shmohan. Ki ata mimale is kol Hashem. Hashem's infinite light fills all names. Ratzalayim is ha'ein sayiv baruch hu mimale ba'er ha'gorlis kol ha'sviris. Shinekros b'shemus. Hashem's infinite light fills all of the spheres that are known by these names. Ki hu ha'atzmus. Because the essence of God is mispashet into reality, into all worlds, through the spheres. Hashem fills and gives life to all that exists, to the spheres. The same way that the neshama is the ikar. Ikir doesn't just mean the main thing, it means it's the essence of the guf. The infinite light of Hashem fills all spheres and all names. V'antu shlima dekulu. V'atu ha-mashlim is kol ha-spheres. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is mashlim, all of the spheres. V'atzalayim ha-shah ha-ein sayiv Baruch Hu, ayidei shifai ha-tmidi. Constant chef of Hashem, Mashlim is called spheres, but b'chinas godless. He fills all of the spheres with light, that they're all shining in a state of godless. Ki hu haneshama mispashetes bam, because kivyochel the infinite light of Hashem, the etzim of Hashem, is what is like the neshama that's mispashet, hamispashetes bam in the spheres. Ubalaharish ikra apula tluya b'ha'ein sayv baruch hu. Therefore, everything that happens, of course, ultimately, it's rooted in the Ein Sof, in the Infinite One Himself. But the pulas themselves are carried out lemaise through the spheres. V'chad ant testalik minhain, chad ant testalik min hoin. Ukshat testalik mehem. Akavona alestalkus atzmus or ha'ein soif baruch hu amespashi b'sar ha'svirus. And if Hashem were to remove his infinite light from any of the spheres, ishta'aru kulhu shemohan kegufa b'loi nishmosa. Then Yisharu kol ha'svirus kelim reikim b'lito elas. Then they're like empty kelim, without any life, without anything, without any tachlis, any to'elas. Keguf b'loi nishmosa, like a body without a soul. And they can't do anything. They're helpless. Look at the bottom. V'hine inyan histalkus v'spashtuzu. This histalkus of the light and hispashtus of the light. Einu kipshuto. It's not kipshuto. Loimar. Shin histalik ein seif baruch. It doesn't mean that Hashem in his infinite essence leaves any place. Nothing can exist. I mean, Hashem doesn't go away. He's not in this place. We're not going to go into the sugya of the nature of the tzimtzum, which I'm sure many of you have heard that this is a nakuda that divides between the Gra and the Baal Shem HaKadosh. There are those who want very much to try to prove that there is no machlokes b'nageya to this. In other words, whether tzimtzum is kipshuta. I'm not going to go into it. It's a loaded topic. There's a very wonderful yid, the Chashav Yid, that sent me a manuscript from Eretz Yisrael on this subject to try to resolve what appears to be a difference between the Gra and the Baal Shem. B'nageya to tzimtzum, whether it's kipshuta or it's not kipshuta. Meaning, the question is whether or not there's such a thing of histalkus Hashem, of Hashem kivyochel leaving a place mamish empty of elokus. Could there be such a thing? It was the Talmud, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Talmud Baal Shem didn't accept that as anything that's possible. And all the Talmud Baal Shem, especially the Baal Tanya and Rabbi Arlis Trishelli, all the tzaddikim went to great lengths to show that the inyan of the tzimtzum is ena kipshuto. It just means that it's ne'elam. It's we can't experience, we can't see, we don't understand, but it's not chalila, it doesn't mean kipshuta. In our times, I say our times, I don't mean the last couple of years, but Rav Yoshua's grandfather, the Mekubal, the Leshem, Schusi Yelenu, the Leshem, like a lion, Mamish, tried to defend the view of Simsum meaning kipshuta. Kipshuta. It's a very, very big subject, and it's not for now. But as far as what we're learning now, and the Torah that we're trying to understand, it doesn't mean chalila that the Ein Sof, that the Infinite One, leaves anywhere. Nothing could exist without His presence. So it doesn't mean histalkus and hispashtus mamish. Me'achas shehu yisborach ena begeder makom. Hashem is not begeder makom. Ela perish hu shenasa ha'or bebchinas hela mehem. What it means is histalkus of Hashem's light. It means when Hashem's light is hidden, and hispashtus means when it's revealed. Ve'ena mezgala ba'kelim shel hasfiris. When the infinite light of Hashem is not mezgala in the kelim of the spheres, that's called histalkus ha'or. Just 1 second, histalkus ha'or. We're not going to go into it right now, and not on this. And we're not going to talk about this. It's not for now. An chakim v'lav b'chach miyidia. Alinovi continues. An chakim. This is what we're learning. Atahu chacham, but v'loy b'chacham yidua. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is chacham, but v'loy b'chacham yidua. Not that defines who he is in what we understand chacham is. Even of course there's the midah of chacham, but v'loy b'chacham yidua. Atahu meivin v'loy mibini yidua. Atahu meivin. Of course Hashem understands everything. There's chacham, there's bina. But if loyba bina yedua, but not the bina, not bina as we understand it in ourselves. Ratzalaimer im hayyesha sfiyus nekros chachma bina. You know the spheres are called chachma and bina. Ein akavana shah ein soif baruch hu chachma aydeh chachma hazoyis. It doesn't mean that Hashem is a chachma because of the chachma that's in the sphere of chachma. Umeiv mitarch habina hazoyis. That Hashem's understanding is because he has the bina of the sphere of bina. Ela adarabu hu makara chachma vabina. It doesn't mean that Hashem is chalila is tapping into the sphere of chachma or the sphere of bina. It means Hashem is the makar. He himself is the chachma. He himself is the maven. Vachachma vahabina heim kelim al chachmas binasa. The spheres of chachma and bina are kelim to Hashem's chachma and bina, all the way down to the karkas and nefesh in our little lives. It's kelim to chachma and bina. Vuchias hachachma vahabina vein nishpos menu leis loch asa yedia. Ein lecha mokim kavua v'yedua. There is no mokim kavua yedua of Hashem. Kein haspheres mokim shalcha. It's not that Hashem lives in the sphere. It's not his mokim. Ki leis asa ponu mimach. There's no place without God. It doesn't have a house in this sphere, that sphere. Everything is elikus. It doesn't, because the shechin is in the spheres, he's a mezgala through the spheres, doesn't mean that's where he is as opposed to anywhere else. Hashem is not a bal mokim or gvul. It's not the bal mokim or gvul. Veina spheres magbilas gedulosa. And therefore, the spheres are not in any way limiting his infinite light in any way. Because that Hashem's infinite light is enclosed in the 10 spheres. Eino ella, the words of Elio, eino ella lish timoida tukvach v'cheloch levnei nasha. What does that mean? Ella lohidia tukvach v'keichachoch levnei odom is only to reveal the great power, the toikif and the koich to us in our lives, in this world, in everything. That we could come into contact with Elokus, with the Infinite One, through what happens and through what happens inside of in our lives and what happens in the world. That we should be able to understand, to see God in everything in this world that's din, in everything in this world that's rachman, in all of the midas. We don't have to go through all the different midas. Just look at the end. Turn over the page. We're in the middle of the second side. You see on the right, where it says Umam Shech V'Omar? You see? Umam Shech V'Omar. Koylo lachazor eich isnaheg alma. Kol mishpatei asviz borim laharus levnei odam eich bisnaheg ha'olam al yidei what? Adei zocher nekeva. Aval lav di'islach tzedek yidiya di'yudin. Aval ein loch tzedek yidua shehudin. It doesn't mean that that's Hashem, and that's how we define Hashem, not by the spheres, not by Zohar, not by Nekeva, not by Zer Anpin, not by Malchus, not by Chesgu, not by Malchus. But shalei me'ein elu hamidas toyer me'atzmus ein soif baruch hu. None of the spheres, none of the midas are describing atzmus ein soif baruch hu, the essence of God himself. Doesn't mean in the infinite light of Hashem there's this thing about Hashem where he has this part of himself that's called midas harachem. That's not what it means. In Hashem himself. All of these spheres and midas are not atzmus Hashem, rakem midos vekelim lahanig b'hem esa tachtoinim kefi ma'aseh. Kefi ma'aseh, this world, kefi ma'aseinu, and everything in our lives that we experience, that we think, that we feel, that we are able to imagine, and so on. All the hanhaga that takes place in this world of the tachtoinim kefi ma'aseh, that's the meaning of the spheres and the karchas and nefesh. The Shurish is the Ein Sof Baruch Hu Mamish. Everything is Mislabish. in these spheres and these karchas and these midas and nefesh. This, until here, are the words of Eliyahu Navi, and afterwards, Rabbi Shimon begins to talk. You wanted to say something?
I was wondering, before you talk about the spheres, that framework of now, you were saying that the spashtus through the spheres. So, is that just our perception? Or, meaning, from what it sounds like, that every, all of Kodesh Baruch Hu is in every sphere, and it's not, it doesn't seem like it can be that there's only the midah of chesed in the sphere of chesed, because Hashem is everything. So wouldn't all of the spheres be in every single midah?
Yes, they are. And that's why chesed should be gevurah, gevurah should be chesed. They are.
And our perception is just that it's only coming
from right, right. At that moment, again, there are people who are very, 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 who are very great in their understanding of the tzirufim of the spheres, and they are able to expand beyond that single sphere to understand at that moment what's happening. And they know the tzirufim of every minute of the day, what the spheres are, how the spheres are interfacing at that moment at 2:04 p.m., what's going on. They're able to see, and they're able to understand. But regular people, that they try their best, just in a broader way, to have a sense of chesed. If we learn the Svarm, if we learn Tarmit Dvarim, we learn the Svarm, Mitzvah, after we go through some of the Midas, we'll be able to have, on our level, an appreciation for the moment that we're in that way, and what we're experiencing. But it's very, very, very hard. That's the work of Big Tzaddikim, to be connected to all the Tziruf, and all the... It's very hard to hold cup in such a thing. That's a very advanced level. We're just beginners, right? So we're not going to go to talk about advanced. So Mitzvah, we'll finish the Hagdama next week, and we'll be able to start with the Midah of Kesed. So we'd have Maariv now.